This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, I'm Vittorio. I come from Switzerland. I need to study English, yeah, because for my study, but also because I will understand when I saw a film, when I hear music, or when I meet somebody, I will communicate with him, and English is the best.
Vittorio, what is your favorite kind of food?
I love French food, and also Italian food, yeah, pasta, spaghetti.
It's so convenient, isn't it, pasta?
Yeah, it's very convenient.
We're going to listen to an audio clip. Helen is talking about a restaurant that she went to last week. Listen carefully and then tell me, did she enjoy the food?
How was the food at that restaurant, Helen?
It was lovely. The ice cream was so good that I ordered a second bowl, and they make such good coffee that I had a second cup.
So, did Helen enjoy the food at that restaurant?
Yeah. She said that it's lovely. And she ordered 2 times everything that she eat or she drink.
Well, we'll find out whether you're right about that by going over to Catherine, our grammar expert.
Well done, Vittorio. Helen really enjoyed the food. The ice cream was so good that she ordered a second bowl. And it was such good coffee that she had 2 cups. We can use so and such with that to express cause and effect, or reason and result. When Helen says,
"The ice cream was so good that I ordered a second bowl,"
the good ice cream is the cause or reason for her ordering a second bowl, which is the effect or result. Now, so is often followed by an adjective. Listen to Helen.
The ice cream was so good that I ordered a second bowl.
Did you hear the adjective? She said, so good that. Listen again.
The ice cream was so good that I ordered a second bowl.
But such is often followed by an adjective and a noun. Here's Helen again.
And they make such good coffee that I had a second cup.
Did you hear it? Such with an adjective, good. And coffee is the noun. Such good coffee. The result of the good coffee is that she had a second cup. Use that to introduce the result. Listen one more time.
And they make such good coffee that I had a second cup.
Now, coffee is uncountable, so you don't need to use a or an. But if you use a countable noun, like restaurant, you would say something like, it's such a good restaurant that I go there twice a week. Okay, that's so with an adjective and such with an adjective and noun. After both of them, use that to give the result. Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Vittorio, I'm going to say some sentences to you. If I say a sentence with so, I want you to change it into a sentence with such. But if I give you a sentence with such, you have to change it into a sentence with so. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
He works so hard that he never spends any time with his family.
His work is such hard work. No. Can you...
Yeah, remember that for the such, we need a noun.
Noun, adjective.
Listen to the sentence. He works so hard. So can you think of a noun for somebody who works really hard?
He is such hard worker that he having time to spend with his children.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, he's such a hard worker that he never spends time with his family. It was such a good book that I couldn't put it down.
It was so good that I couldn't put it down.
Very good, Vittoria. Excellent.
Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
We started off today talking about food, and you said that pasta was one of your favourite foods. Why?
Because pasta is so simple that you can cook it every time.
And what other foods do you like?
Perhaps I love Wellington fillet.
Wellington fillet?
Yeah, fillet. Wellington fillet, perhaps. Wellington fillet is so good that when I eat, I'm in heaven.
Brilliant.
bbclearningenglish.com.